Hello, and thank you for joining me here at St. Columba Anglican Church in Beaumont, Alberta. I'm Stephanie London. Today is Sunday, April 2nd, 2023. It's Palm Sunday, the beginning of Holy Week, which will take us through Jesus' death on the cross to his resurrection, which we'll celebrate next Sunday. Our reading this morning comes from Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 to 11. Today, we begin to walk through the events at the heart of our faith, this week-long journey into the place where our worst evil meets the goodness of God and is destroyed, where Jesus shows us the heart of his message and the heart of God, his Father. We're in the body of Jesus, the crucifixion of Jesus, heaven is wedded to earth, and our healing is won. Philippians 2, which we read from this morning, gives us a lens for the week ahead. It's one of the earliest Christian hymn texts that we have, and it carries us into the story. This is what God is doing, it says. This is what you need to attend to. It points out, look for the bent knees. Watch who is bowing and why. One day, it says, every knee will bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. This is the end of the story, the goal, crowds and multitudes and congregations, like the multitudes in these biblical prophetic visions, worshiping before the throne of God, every knee bending and every tongue proclaiming, and every heart and mind understanding and knowing God in fullness of majesty and glorious light. God's own being calls us to drop to our knees in awe and wonder. The height of who we are, the most profound fulfillment of our lives as human beings, is worship. We are most who God created us to be, most ourselves. When in response to this great worldwide cosmic proclaiming of the name of Jesus, we in turn lift our worship to God. Today we bend our knees. With the crowds we throw down our cloaks and palm branches and proclaim Jesus as our King, the only focus of our adoration. At the name of Jesus, at the recognition of who he is, Paul tells us in Philippians, we can't help but fall to our knees in praise. And this is right and good. But it brings us to a surprising place. There, on our knees in worship, we are confronted with a most startling truth. Jesus is kneeling there with us. Amid the cries of Hosanna, Hosanna to the Son of David, the one who will save us, Jesus has shed every heavenly glory and fallen to his knees. His kingly robes are lying trampled in the dust with ours. He too is bowing down and taking a most undignified posture for a king. Kneeling in obedience to God, but also, astonishingly, in self-giving love to us. If we look at the Gospels through this lens, we find that this is often the posture Jesus chooses. Humility over royal power. He could have been born in a palace, but he chose a stable. He could have used his authority to make everyone do what he wanted them to, but instead he uses it to heal. He could have ridden into Jerusalem on a war horse all the way to the palace, stirred up the crowds to stage a coup and build himself an earthly dynasty. Instead, he settled for a donkey with the cries of children. He stages an anticlimactic parade that only ends at the temple where he proclaims it a house of prayer, and then he turns around and quietly leaves town. His work doesn't finish here. He could have made people honor him. Instead, he's betrayed by a friend, mocked and spat on. He could have had a glittering crown of gold and jewels and comfortable clothes. Instead, he gets a crown of thorns. On this Palm Sunday, there will be no kingdom invasion, only a servant king on his knees. In Jesus, God kneels down, all the way to human likeness, to the form of a slave, humbling himself and becoming obedient even to death, all the way to the cross where he bows his head and gives up his life, for us. Today we begin this journey through the events of Holy Week with Paul's invitation, "Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself. Let us follow him then as he takes off his cloak, throws down his scepter, and steps over them on the way to the cross."